Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book, The Age of the Customer, is launching this week, and I hope you'll check it out. You can find out more about it at ageofthecustomer.com. You can read about it. You can watch videos on my ideas about this transformation that the marketplace is making right now, and first time in 10,000 years. By the way, folks, that might be why you're frustrated with the way your business is going. It may be because you haven't made the shift, and that's what the book will help you do. You can find out how to more about it and how to buy it at ageofthecustomer.com. Guy Sormand is our guest. He's our favorite Frenchman. He's the author of Economics Does Not Lie. He's a contributing editor to City Journal and France's leading public intellectual. One of France's leading public intellectuals. Guy, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for several years.
Yeah.
Guy, Pope Francis, the new Pope,
yes,
spent his entire career in a third world country, serving the poor, and there'll be a special place in heaven for him for that reason. But that didn't necessarily make him someone who should be considering himself to be an expert on economics, on capitalism. What do you think?
Well, for sure, the Pope may be a saint, but he's not an economist. So I was very disappointed when 2 weeks ago, you know, he published a text saying that basically free market is evil. And free market works against social justice. So I try to understand, and maybe this is based on his experience in Argentina, which has never been a free market country. And also, I was thinking of John Paul II, because when John Paul II was the Pope, and when Poland was liberated, the Pope said, well, maybe Poland should follow a third way, neither capitalism nor socialism. But very rapidly he understood that if really you want to improve the life of the Polish people and the rest of the world, you have to turn to free market, because free market works. And so I was a bit desperate to see that Pope Francis is not following the same path,
right,
and is not following is not learning what John Paul II learned, that free market worked for the poor. So the Pope is for the poor, is for social justice, and this needs to be approved. So therefore, and consequently, he should also be pro-market. So he has not yet, you know, understood the link between the efficiency of the free market and the poverty alleviation.
See, this is what drives me crazy, Guy, and that is that we seem to not be able to learn that when we have a wave of capitalism and people do well and the rising tide floats all boats, and the best way to help the poor is to give them a job. The best way to help the poor who can't work is to for other people to have a job from the free market economy, so that we can help the people who can't help themselves. Socialism can't do that. And how is it that we seem to, like in this case of Pope Francis, after all that he could have learned from John Paul II, he didn't, and now it's like we have to relearn this all over again. Why can't we learn something and stick with it, Guy?
Because I think we never learn.
It's frustrating.
It's not frustrating. It's our duty. I mean, there are people who understand why the free market is good for the poor people, and we have to repeat it constantly, and this is our duty, and this is our life. So it would be a delusion to think that once you have demonstrated that free market work for the poor, it's over and you can go and go fishing. No. You have to start again every morning. I think this is what you do. And this is our life. And we have to keep repeating things. And it's a constant struggle. And it is our duty to fight for free market and to say that free market work for the poor. And once again, we have to do it every morning and never get tired of it. I mean, this is what life is about.
Right. Well, you know, one thing that's interesting to me about the Pope and the Vatican, Guy, there's a priest in the Vatican right now who has one job. His job is to go to America and get wealthy Catholics to contribute money to preserve the antiquities in the Vatican.
Yes.
He raises millions of dollars for that. Now, yeah. I want to know how many socialists are able to open up their money, their pocketbook, and send him money. And if they are socialists now, if they got that money by being socialists. And so you see the conflict there, you see the contradiction there. The Vatican is a rich principality. It's worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And they've got all this gold and all this gilt over there in the Vatican that they're trying to maintain. And they ask rich people to help them maintain it while the Pope is spouting socialism. I don't see the connection, Guy.
Well, and if I may add something, you know, philanthropy is the basis of the Catholic Church. Without philanthropy, without people giving to the church, there would be no church, okay?
That's right.
Philanthropy works only in capitalist countries.
Right.
What is the most philanthropic country on earth? It
America.
Is the United States of
That's
America,
right.
okay?
That's right.
And I always say that, you know, a free society is based on philanthropy as much as on free market. Philanthropy
right.
is very important. It's a dimension of America, and the Pope should understand this.
Right. Guy, hold on to that thought. You want to give us a website, please?
Well, go on cityjournal.com.
All right. Cityjournal.com. I think it's city-journal, is that right, or is it City Journal?
Yeah, City Journal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.